Paul Otto, freeze notice weather. When's the next round of snow in the forecast?
Jim, my New Year's resolution was to have a cold early on in the year so that I didn't have to wait for it, and that came true. And it looks like we're also going to see snowfall not come true or be realized until at least the 17th and into the 18th of the month. So we've got a good 2.5 weeks to wait as high pressure and calmer times will last through not only Sunday afternoon, but it looks like it's going to last into the middle of the month. We do have a couple weak disturbances come through just to our north, but they're not even going to really bring us any rainfall as we'll start to warm up from the 4th on through next week in the mid-range forecast period. Looks as though below normal precipitation is expected in the first 5 days of this forecast, but the mid-range, as we start to warm, it brings about one especially impressive system on the 8th and into the 9th, with the odds favoring just a mild rain rather than any type of frozen forms of precipitation. Regardless, above normal precipitation amounts will be realized just due from the rainfall from this one system, with southeast and eastern Illinois getting a second dose of rain next Friday night into Saturday morning. That brings about the well above normal rainfall criteria. We'll meet that for parts of eastern Illinois that simply just need it the most. Long-range forecast period for the 13th through the 17th of January. Our lucky streak of mild and easy times for this stage of winter will end quickly with a mild rain that transforms into a chilly rain as a front does come through from the northwest. Temperatures return to normal or even a couple degrees below normal just for about a day. Well, dry Canadian air will settle in to not really let anything get organized until the end of the period on the 17th, when snow will return from the west statewide during the evening on the 17th after a threat of thunderstorms that will occur during the day.
Paul Otto, freeze notice weather.